from Oroville, June 2nd, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Chloe and Danielle. The weather in Oroville today shows an overcast sky, scattered clouds, a low of 28 and a 32 as a high, winds at 21 kilometers out of the southwest. In an excerpt of an interview with Toby, coordinator of L'Avenir d'Oroville, he talks about the importance of changing our habits regarding water consumption and how everyone in Oroville will be able to do this.
And let me say one thing. In Oroville, we are quite okay with water. There's not much runoff of water. Most of the water is caught here. And there are check dams are everywhere built. But if we see the behavior of an individual Orovillian, still a lot of water is used. In the West, it is normal that 150 liters a person a day. Here, it's more or less 350, 400. So it's three times as much. And these are the things we really have to take care of, that goes down. That our behavior pattern with water, that we really look into this.
Why do you think people have this behavior here?
Well, first, it is warmer here in the West, so we shower more. But the shower heads we use are very inefficient. The washing machines we use are very insufficient. So that's a technology. And second thing is, if you have an ama who waters the garden, she waters the garden. And if she's standing 1 hour or 2 hours, we don't look. And that uses a lot of water. So these are the kind of things we really have to look at it. You should use drip irrigation. We should use more rainwater for gardening. We should. But it is all a part of the behavior to get the water consumption down.
Is Oroville doing something about education?
Well, more and more we get aware of it. We had a few presentations here in the town hall about what is being done. And basically it is quite known by everybody. We had so many presentations and especially Water Harvest have done a lot in making people aware of how valuable water is and how our behavior patterns is. So more or less everybody knows. What also works is that a few of the water suppliers here, like in Invocation and in Aro Model, they're getting a little bit more professional. People pay for their water and they get a water bill. And if you get a water bill, then you know how much water you use. And that's important. It's not that you get water for the money, but that you get aware how much water you use. And that is quite a lot of people. Yeah, we use a lot of water, but how much and with what and how? But when you get really on paper and you see, you used 400 cubic meters last month, then you really get aware what is going on. And I think this is the line we should have, that water is getting metered and that people get to know really how much they use, and they get information for what to do if it is really too much or outrageous.
More graduations at Quilapalium's Higher Secondary School. At the end of May this year, all 40 students graduated, having passed their 10th standard examinations. There were 10 students who attained 100%, four of those in mathematics. Two girls from poor families in the village of Eddy and Chavity were sponsored by an Australian and graduated from an engineering college with an average of 75%. The goal is to support a good student from a poor background for their higher studies every year. In the eastern part of Oro Model, formerly known as Oro Model Orchard, a new residential project is being started. It consists in the first phase of three individual houses of about 105 square meters and one family house of about 270. The second phase will consist of another group of three individual houses and two or three family houses, the details of which are still open. The main feature of these houses is their ecological sustainability, shown in the choice of building materials, low energy ones, as well as in the water and energy consumption of the inhabitants. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website, orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.